You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to Storytime with Kim Whitley. Once there was a pretty little girl. She wanted everything in the world, but there was an evil friend that wouldn't let her have it.
Because what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, hey, everybody. Welcome to Two Funny Mamas Podcast. I was going in the intro for our podcast.
Welcome to Storytime.
Kim Whitley, and that's Sherry Shepherd. I don't know what you're talking about. Introduce yourself. This is our podcast. It's time. What?
I'm Sherry Shepherd.
I'm Kim Whitley. Yes. Welcome to Two Funny Mamas. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, first of all, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone because you are in front of a bed. You look like, it looks like some creature feature story time thing. What is, you look like, are you wearing lingerie?
No. Yes, I have on some, this is my, I feel like Frozen. I was in the movie Frozen. Okay, I wasn't in the movie, but I felt like I wanted to be a princess. So I got a princess background bed. And then I just felt like I should tell everyone a story. I was just getting to your part.
I'm sure you were. Okay, I got to tell you, you've been doing these crazy backgrounds. I haven't said anything. This is a bedroom. Like, sit back. Let me look at this. And you're wearing lingerie with the background of a Queen Victoria bed with lingerie on. I'm not feeling it.
No one said anything about your flowers, then no one could tell the flowers. Your background is confusing.
It's peel-and-stick wallpaper.
Okay, but it's a giant, humongous flower that... Hold on. Hey, I'm doing Two Funny Mamas Podcast.
Hey, Sherry, need a sub in? How you doing?
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Okay, I can do it later? Is it an emergency? Okay, I'm right in the middle of the podcast. We're filming you, okay? Okay, give me an hour. Thank you. It's great.
What did you think? Is this better than her background from last week?
That was the baby daddy.
Who, that was Rodney?
That was Rodney.
Okay. I figured that would happen at least 12 times out of a 12 podcast. The phone ringing. I'm just saying.
I know you're not talking. That's the first time my phone has ever rung during the podcast. Chris, has my phone ever rung during the podcast?
You know, I can't recall at the moment.
Thank you.
Oh, get out of here, Chris, with all of that butt kissing. No, it has never rung, but you look down a lot. But I accept it.
I do text while we're on the podcast, but the fan said it seems like I'm uninterested in what you're saying.
That's why I want to tell the fans, and we have comments to read when they say that I'm very bossy and I cut you off and I take over, because they don't realize that your behind is texting a lot to a bunch of people on your cell phone, and I can see it. So I cut in and take over, and I got it, because you'll start talking kind of dead now. So I tend to take over, among my other many explanations when I read these comments about how I take over. What is wrong with your eyes? What is going on?
I am trying to look like you. I put my own makeup on this morning, and one eyelash is crooked. I see you have a perfect face this morning, which I know you did not do. Your makeup is flawless because you did Good Morning America And
I did.
I know. And you, I mean, you even have a very Caucasian looking, maybe Eastern European nose right now. It's very shaded in. Not to be.
Have just insulted me. I do not have a Caucasian nose. It's a Janet Jackson nose.
First of all, okay. I was going to say, don't think you pure because you not. I can do 23andMe or something on you. I know you got something else in you. You might even be part pigeon. I don't know. But your eyeballs are definitely from somewhere. I don't know. I was looking the makeup job that they did on you. You have, like, your makeup artist is a genius. She obviously knows how to do big eyeball makeup.
What do you mean big eyeballs? Who says that? Who says you have big eyeballs?
No, your eyeballs are not all the way in your socket. They're half out and half in.
No,
you don't know
not.
That?
They're like
you gotta
your
have,
eyeballs.
You got, it's fine. It's fine. There's plenty of people with half in out eyeballs.
It's not, do that. You always do that when you want to stop the conversation. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Like, I can't continue. You said I got big eyeballs, and I don't have big eyeballs. I might have bigger eyes, but my eyeballs are not big. They're the same eyeballs that you have.
If I came over with a measuring tape and measured your eyeball and my eyeball, your eyeball got me by an inch on both eyeballs. I mean, they're perfect. They're the same size, but they're beautiful. Now, I'm not insulting you, but the makeup artist, if she had like done a smoky eye on you, it wouldn't look right. The way she puts that gold on the corner and your eye, no, you're going to tell me this is the first time you ever heard, wow, you got big eyeballs, grandma, and your ears. Oh, that's a story. I'm sorry. That's red.
Yeah, you got that. You done took that story time, that Whitley story time in front of your little bedroom with your little lingerie, the Hugh Hefner lingerie on.
Come on. I don't want the fans talking about, we don't talk about nothing. So let's move the podcast on.
There's only two things I want to address. First of all, listeners and viewers, do you have a friend in your life, listeners and viewers to the Two Funny Mamas podcast and YouTube channel? Do you have a friend in your life that will compliment you and shade you at the same time? You look beautiful, but you got big eyeballs. They hang half in and half out of your socket. But don't get me wrong. If she had done a smoky eye, that eyeball would be, ooh. But you look beautiful. I know you ain't done your makeup yourself. Because when you do it yourself, you look like a hooker that came off the street. But you look great tonight. You are so pretty. But ooh, if we measured our eyeballs, I don't know who you got in you. Does anybody who is listening or watching us have a friend that they love to death like that? Now, I didn't say nothing when Kim said, I did my own makeup myself. I didn't go, ooh, girl, I could tell. I never said that. I did not say it looked like you was looking for your crack and was doing your makeup at the same time. I never said that. Because I don't feel like that about my friend. That was the only thing I wanted to address. And I'm going to do what you do, Kim, when I want to change the subject. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
No, it looks good because I'm looking. I need to put some makeup on my neck. My neck looked uneven. I didn't do a good makeup. Like, your neck looked 20. Mine looks 73. But it's fine.
It does not.
I don't like when you have your makeup artist come over and I love my Aunt Connie. Let's not get this wrong, but I do look like my Aunt Connie.
I was thinking that in my mind, Kim. You look so much like your Aunt Connie, and your Aunt Connie is the eccentric one in the family, the crazy one that you take after. I bet you she's your favorite aunt. And she's the one that comes over. She got all the makeup on. She's loud in the way she dresses. Everything about Aunt Connie personifies big. And that's who you are looking like your Aunt Connie. But it's okay. Because you told me I look like Sandy from Human Resources. So.
Oh, my God. I am so glad Sandy is in the closet. I'm going to go away else and steal Sandy. That Sandy wig, I said, if she wears that Sandy wig on one more podcast,
can I tell our listeners who don't maybe not know what you're talking about? I had a short haired wig on And so Kim just kept referring to me as Sandy from Human Resources. And I actually got a few comments that people liked it. You were the only one that really hated it. Like, I hate that background. But another thing, and then we're going to get off the subject because we're going to talk, because we've given a bunch of nothing. This background of the bed, I'm not feeling it. Then last week you had a crazy background. Chris, do you have a picture of that crazy, unholy brick wall this girl had?
Oh, so now we holy. So now we got a holy podcast.
I said it was unholy. I didn't say nothing about holy.
But what? It don't make sense. It got to be holy to be unholy, Sherry Shepherd.
It was never holy. It was always unholy. Chris, do you have a picture of it, or are we not going to see that picture?
Oh, we've got the photo. We've got the brick photo. Yeah, that should be popping up. Oh, there
look
it
at
is.
That. Look at that unholy. Look at this. Look at that unholy wall. Kim, I can't even believe. I'm looking at this wall that looks like somebody was on meth and went crazy with a can of paint.
That looks gorgeous.
Kim, okay, so listeners and viewers, Kim went, now her regular background that she had, Chris, I don't know if you have a picture of her regular background. She's in her office. She's got a blue velour chair. It's gorgeous. Behind her is a bookshelf with pictures of her family, her book, The Delusion of Cinderella. It's nice. But she went to Amazon, The Delusion of Cinderella. That's the book she's holding up, which she's going to tell you about later on. Just shameless promotion that we do because it's our podcast. But this girl had a very nice background. And then she decides to go to Amazon and buy all of these backgrounds that you just roll down. So she's got like seven of these daggone backgrounds. None of them do I like. And you're going to get on me because I got the same background. I will have you know, there's something on Twitter called Rate My Studio, and it's huge. They got hundreds of thousands of followers, and they rate people's studios when they do their podcasts or interviews, and they featured mine, and I got a 10.
You're sitting there lying to the listeners and the viewers. Ain't nobody rated nothing because I know you. If you got a 10 on anything, you would have screenshot it and sent it to me. So stop your little lies and let's move on.
I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to send it to Chris. So next week he can put it up where they gave me a 10 on my background because they liked the big, huge flowers because it was a statement piece. So I'm a tourist. To tourist the bull, we like stability. So this background for me is stable. Yours, it matches your personality. Get the door, Jeffrey. It matches your personality.
No, that matches your personality, yelling in the middle of the podcast.
I know, because somebody's knocking out the door and I can't leave it. Just ask who it is first.
I have a background question. I don't like to jump in much, but whatever you all do, we'll say OWN Network, anything for Oprah, or you do some of these national spots. Sherry, I don't know if you want to talk about what you did this morning yet, but do you all have specific backgrounds that you go with? Do they ask you to pick certain backgrounds, or what do you work with?
No, I use my same background.
Yeah.
No matter what you see me on interviews, Good Morning America, open up the gate, and then they will come to the
You know
door.
Why? Will you stop? He's 15. He knows how to open the door. Please stop giving him instructions.
My son just went, thank you.
I'm so about tired of you telling him what to do.
Okay. That's why I've been married twice. They had the same complaint.
Oh my God. That's the same. You've heard that before. Dad, I forgot my train of thought. See what I was saying?
Chris asked us if we have the same background.
So I don't know what I was saying. You messed me up. Okay.
Do you have the same background if Oprah does an interview?
That's not what I was saying. I was on something else. But I was going to say I've changed my background each time. But
why?
Huh?
Why?
Because I like to give people variety. You know? I think people like the brick, you know, it wouldn't have gone good with this outfit. But this princess look with this bed is beautiful. And seeing that our world is going, don't do that. Don't do that in public again. Don't you ever pull your wig down on camera while I'm talking. That was upstaging? Okay. So
You got a lot of nerve. You was eating watermelon on the air. What are you going to tell me about pulling my wig down?
Okay,
right. It was falling off. There's no bobby pins. This wig is hanging down to my butt. The weight of it. There's no bobby pins.
I told you about that. That's on
you. They're all right here. The bobby pins.
Oh, you took them out.
Yeah. No, so the wig is like sliding off. Chris, okay. The answer is Kim. I'm gonna put some bobby pins in my hair real quick.
I change it. It depends on. I had a brick wall. It depends on the outfit. Maybe we'll just go with there. I felt that this was matching her background, Chris. I felt like you can have the flowers. I can have the nice, pretty princess bed. Doesn't it? Look at that. Hi, I'm in my princess bed. And Sherry can have the big old flowers. And I felt like this is, Chris, which background did you like between the brick wall and this? Be honest.
I like the wild side of the brick wall. And I'm not going to be popular saying that, but yeah. But you're right, though. This does fit the aesthetic more. So maybe
Andre,
that's,
can you come
that's
here?
More important.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we're going to have to deal with it since you didn't already bought it. You can't return it back to Amazon.
Oh, no. I got another one right here that I'm going to use for next week.
No, it's okay. We don't need to see it. We don't need to see it. It's okay. We'll see it next week.
Kid. But does it look like I'm in my bed?
Yes, it does. Ooh. And it's an ugly bed. Who buys that kind of bed?
This is a beautiful bed.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Please.
So people
Andre,
are trying
can you
to
come here for a second? I just wanted, because Andre came over. He's here to train Jeffrey, but I needed to let him know something. Say,
good morning. Good morning.
Hey, come bring your bed.
You doing the show from bed?
I'm in the bed.
Wow, that's kind of nice. You comfy,
isn't it?
Oh, geez, stop it with all of this.
Get on.
Stop it with all of this. This is ridiculous. All right, Andre. Wait, don't leave, Andre. I wanted to let you know something, Kim. Okay, we on another subject. He is with you with this lingerie, Andre. I don't. Andre's mom, Chris's mom. Say hi, Chris.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
So Chris's mother watches our podcast, Kim, and Andre's mother watches our podcast. What are you doing?
Kim, girl, I'm long enough to bring my leg up on the chair. I ain't been able to do that.
That feels good. Let me tell you something. When you lose weight, you can cross your legs or bring them up to your chest. It's a good day.
It does, because the stomach used to stop the leg, the thigh. It wouldn't let it come all the way up.
Yeah, revel in that moment. Revel in that moment, sister, queen. Go ahead. You can bring your chest, your arms up to your chest, your legs up to your chest.
That's it, though.
But I wanted to tell you, and that's something we're going to talk about, too. I love that, because we got to give a weight update on your Weight Watchers weight loss, WW. But Andre has to go. But Andre, I swear to gosh, if you show your toe on Two Funny Mamas podcast one more time.
And it was dirty.
And it was dirty, too. Look, listeners, whoever's listening to us on a podcast, Kim has leaned back and put her toe into the camera. She don't take this seriously. That's what be making me mad.
Your views are going to go up. You have no idea how popular that is.
Yeah, because there's people who like dirty toes. This is ridiculous.
Oh, no.
That's nasty.
Coming soon, the Two Funny Mamas OnlyFans.
Oh, geez. Okay. Now we're going to have the freaky ones. Okay.
You know what? Let me
but
explain.
It matches her toenail polish matches her.
Okay. Everybody yeah, please be quiet.
Thank you. Thank you, Andre. I walk around barefooted all the time. That's all I do. I don't wear shoes because I want to harden the bottom of my feet in case of an emergency.
What are you, an animal at the zoo? What do you want to harden your feet for? What kind of emergency are you going to need that you need to walk over hot stones and freaking shredded up glass? Who are you? You weirdo.
She's gray cheese on them feet.
And who are you? What are you talking for?
Wait a minute.
I swear to gosh. I'm in the twilight zone. This girl's in front of in a lingerie in front of a background of a bed, and she thinks she's some Tippi Hedren. You old crazy person.
Kim is the black.
What are you talking for? What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Look, she's
Ellie Mae Clampett.
Yes, I am, because in case of an earthquake, you got to be able to run over glass. Gotta be able to crawl, run over glass, get through whatever it is, because you might not have shoes on. Sherry's feet gonna be bleeding. My feet gonna be just fine.
right now my feet are encased in socks. I just wanted to say this before Andre walked out of the room.
Okay, and sorry, go
Chris
ahead.
Is over there laughing at you because you want to run around like you didn't escape the Bronx Zoo with hard feet.
You introduced something about my mom and then it devolved into foot talk with Kim.
I know. And there's somebody over here with a foot fetish that loves this. Oh, but we someone, can talk about...
Yeah.
I'm okay, writing ahead, down. Chris's you mom. Want to talk about foot fetishes? Because I had something interesting.
Chris's mom, go. Chris's mom.
So Chris's mom, Joni, listens to our podcast. She wants Chris to be a regular on the show. Andre's mom, Sandy, listens to our podcast. She wants Andre to be a regular on the show. Joni and Sandy, you couldn't write that if you tried. Yeah, so we got in, Kim. They sent me some pictures of their sons. I don't know if these are audition pictures or what.
No, I didn't approve this. What's afraid. Yeah.
Well, what did Joni send in of you so we can see if we want to keep you as a regular, Chris?
Oh, come on.
Oh, look at this. Hold on. Let me move my thing. This is Chris
when he was a little. What kind of hairstyle? A bowl cut?
Those are Rottweiler puppies in my...
The puppies, we're looking at your hair.
No, no, let's focus on the puppies.
Fan. That's the mo look.
Yeah, thank you, Andre.
You
appreciate
do look
it.
Like the Three Stooges. They're so cute with the Rottweilers. And you said that Chris smelled like Rottweilers. That's so funny.
How'd you know? I think I was 10 in that photo. Thank you.
Wow. And that's what... And bless your mom's heart. That's what Joni sent to us for us to have you as a regular. Show the other picture that Joni sent.
What did she say?
Whoa.
That was 10 years ago. Right that's there. That's not now. Accurate. That guy was pretty tough. This isn't accurate.
Okay,
now,
so
though.
This.
You can get it. Yeah. Now,
how do we feel about my former eyebrow maintenance? There's a lot of that going on back 10 years
well,
ago.
Well, I happen to say, you tell Joni, I like that picture. We like that picture. Yeah. That was, I could see your arm, your
my
forearm.
My brother's up there. Yeah.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, Sly Stallone vibe up in that.
Yeah. Very yeah. much Sly Stallone.
That's I like
very
it.
Much
I like
Sly Stallone. It. So okay. All you ladies who keep, ladies, you know, Kim, it's always these ladies going, Kim, you got to show Chris's picture.
That
you got to show
accurate.
Chris's picture. So there we go. Now, this is from Joni. Joni, thank you. We're going to send you a Two Funny Mamas coffee mug.
Now, she sent those in, huh? Okay.
Andre's mom, Sandy, keeps saying.
Whoa!
Yeah, okay. Whoa. Oh, boy. This is
his
yeah,
mom,
he walks
his
away.
Andre
sent that. His mama ain't send his pants half hanging off. I'm gonna tell you that right now. And he was at least 11 years old in that picture.
Oh, wow. Wow.
There's
that's
one more we can put side
my mom
by side.
Blown just... up in the living room. That's blown up in the living room at my mom's house.
Okay, this is you do. Is that Muay Thai or karate?
Yeah, that's when I was flexible and could kick up over my head. Yeah,
that'll get you a woman. You put that on your profile picture. Whoa!
Wow, Andre, that's a whole lot. He got all these abs going and tight little bitty waistline, big shoulders, and then all of a sudden, I don't know what he put in his pants, but. That don't look right. That was bigger too then, huh? All things change.
All right, so to the listeners who are listening to Two Funny Mamas,
I sent one.
Chris and Andre appear, you know, frequently on our podcast. Chris is our producer. He of Midcoast Media, and he puts our podcast on all of the podcast platforms, and he edits our. You know, videos. If you don't stop doing that with
it
your
calls
eyes,
me late at night, huh?
And apparently, what? He calls Kim Whitley late at night. Which one calls Kim late at night? The little boy with the Rottweilers. Put that picture up.
No, wait a minute. Let me explain.
Is that the boy to call you late at night, or that other one? Put that other one up.
There's a better
Chris.
One that might call you late at night. I think. No, there was there one other. I don't know. Yeah.
He just calls me late right at night, and he said. I got a blue bracelet on. I want to give it to you.
So, listeners, Chris's mother, Joni, sent in a couple pictures in order for us to consider making him a regular on the show. Andre, who is Kim and I, he trains us in self-defense classes for women, and he also trains our sons self-defense. And he's also a comic at the Andre Lavelle, if you go to his Instagram. And so his mother, Sandy, sent in some pictures for us to consider making Andre a regular, although Kim says that Andre sent those himself.
Absolutely.
And there are pictures of Andre in various forms of undress with bulging muscles. And Kim says everything, like, what do you think, you put a sock in his pants or something?
Girl, that looked like a sock, a wallet.
Oh, look at Andre. Aww. Now, I know that Andre's mother sent this picture of him when how old were you, about 8 years old?
Yeah, she definitely
said I was about 12 right there.
So, I love that Joni and Sandy have sent pictures of Chris and Andre as little boys. Look at that, like little boys. Oh, because they know that we got that Jada Pinkett Smith vibe, August Alsina vibe. We like them young. We like them young.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, you can look at us and go, yep, we need to send them ladies some pictures of our kids when they was like 12.
That's horrible.
Oh no.
Oh, what is this again, picture, Chris?
That's 10 years ago. That's not accurate.
Stay on that picture for a minute.
Look at this one right here. Oh. You undressed too. So listeners, yep. We got another picture of Chris that his mother sent us.
Yeah, that's
of him half naked laying on a what do you call that thing?
Chase by the pool.
A chase lounge. Mm. Oh, that's when you got your tattoos.
And you know what? I want to retract that statement. I want to retract a statement that Sherry just said.
What?
You don't like them young, like 12 years old. You are about to single-handedly get our podcast snatched off of the air.
Oh, now I'm going to single-handedly destroy.
Yeah, you are. She meant we have kids and we like kids. That's what she meant. She didn't mean we want no 12-year-old boys. I'll slap it out of her, okay? So okay, that's not what she meant. So let's don't get no comments and FCA, PPA, and CIA and all them people coming after us.
Listen,
people
know that we're stand-up comics. And for purposes of the joke, it doesn't work when they put up a picture of themselves at 12 for me to go, we like them young at 35.
Excuse me. Do you understand how many comics are up on charges right now? Do you understand what's going on in this world? They don't like the jokes right now. This ain't Richard Pryor times. You got to be careful with these jokes. I'm just saying.
I disagree with you. I think that we're women and people, all the comics that you're talking about who are in trouble are men. I think this is a time where people go, it's not fair that women can make that kind of joke. They know good and darn well we're mothers and we're not looking at a young boy like that. He's at least got to be 19. But for purposes of the joke, that doesn't work as a punchline. Yeah, you better send them 19-year-olds. That make us sound more freaky.
When you're 70, yes, 19 works. Okay.
Well, you just said you look like you were 73. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
That's why the joke works. If you're 20 and you say 12, okay, we are 73 years old, 87. I don't know. But the difference in our age and a 19-year-old, that is funny. I don't know why I'm arguing with you. Chris laughed. Let's move on to the next thing.
Okay, so what I will say to Joni and Sandy, thank you for sending Two Funny Mamas the audition pictures of both of your sons. Kim and I will talk later as she lays in her old ugly Queen Victorian bed backdrop from Amazon. We will talk and discuss.
I have single-handedly made millions for Amazon. Okay.
You know, I have.
No, you don't understand. The Amazon man looked at me yesterday. Siobhan was like, please don't order nothing else. The Amazon man is mad. Because he came to my house four times. I was like, well, you should have put all the boxes in one spot. But they kept kept coming in and he had an attitude and he was breathing on her. She was like, you're going to have to get him another gift card. Because I leave them little Starbucks gift cards or I give them little stuff and say, thank you for working. Because they do come here. Oh. I give the mailman a gift card. I give all the delivery people gift cards and I say, thank you for working. I leave them out there in little envelopes because they got an attitude.
Okay, thank you for that. That's a great idea because I don't do any of that, and I go crazy on Amazon too.
And yeah, so all the delivery people, FedEx, and you just say thank you for working. Give them a little for lunch or whatever you want to give them, gas card, anything. Just say thank you for working.
You know what? Actually, a lunch card to like a Subway or one of these fast food restaurants is good because they have to drive around a lot. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to thank you for that. Just, and I don't think it has to be anything extravagant, but just like a little, you know, $5 or $10 gift card.
That's what I gave them. The FedEx ladies, the sister, she come all the time. And I was like, did you get your gift card? She said, I did. Thank you. And that was, you know, because they are putting their life, you know, at risk being out there like
thank
that.
Thank you. That's such a great idea. I'm going to do that because I've been going crazy. When in my depression, I go on Amazon and I'll order like a pair of 12-pack Hanes Her Way panties.
Oh, okay. No, I would.
Yeah, I order a lot of panties. I order a lot of panties.
Amazon, Walmart. I went bananas.
Yeah, I ordered a popcorn maker. I don't even eat popcorn, but I ordered coconut oil with beta carotene. I ordered the, by the way, did you get your birthday gift that I ordered?
My boxing
your blender.
Gloves.
I got you boxing gloves.
Pink boxing gloves. Thank you. I did not get a blender yet.
Yeah, that's your birthday gift. I already told you.
I'm very excited about that. You know what I did?
Vitamix blender.
You ordered me a Vitamix? You ain't got no job? What the hell?
I did.
You do have a job that's coming up on Dish Nation. So I guess I will take that blender. Thank you, friend. Wow, that's a great gift. I feel like I got to give you some. I mean,
I don't want any. I'm very good. Thank you.
In the law of the land, if a dude spends a certain amount of money, you are expected to pay up. So,
first of all,
paying on the rules, I'll be over tonight.
I'm just not a dude, so that doesn't apply.
Cool. I'm glad you said that because I sure wasn't looking forward to doing that. Not that you're not, no, that didn't sound right. Not that you're not attractive, but let's move on. You know what I did order? Let's go back. I ordered the amplifier for us to have our roller skating nights that Kathy had. Remember the amplifier on wheels with the microphone? That came in. I ordered that. I ordered a lot.
What else?
Okay, I ordered an iPhone, like an iPhone 8 for my uncle because he dropped his phone or something. I ordered that on Amazon with a case. I ordered, Siobhan was like, you got to stop. You got to stop. I ordered
Siobhan
some
nuts. Siobhan is your assistant.
Yeah, she was like, she said, I don't know how to shut you down on Amazon, but you got to be shut down. I ordered balls and floaties for the pool. I have ordered... that sounded real pretentious.
You got a weight bitch. You were on free marketplace for Facebook.
And offer up.
And I remember you were because you made me really mad because you ordered a weight bench off of Facebook Marketplace, which is a very good site to get stuff used things and at a really great price. But you went to pick it up and I was mad because you didn't tell anybody where you were going. Don't do that anymore. I mean, I know it's going to be great for the person, for Kim Whitley to show up picking up a weight bench.
Yeah, I picked it up, but it was cool because he said, meet me under the little tree at Starbucks, something like that. And I met him under the tree and he took it from his, it felt like a drug deal. He took it out of his, and I was like, count the money. Go ahead, count the money.
I did that. You know what? That happened to me on OfferUp because on my OfferUp, I don't have my name. I have the name of my corporation. So you don't know that it's Sherry.
Oh, maybe I should change my name. Damn.
Yeah, you probably should change your name. It should not be Kim Whitley. Kim Whitley grabbed my boobs, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's not what it should be. I have the name of my corporation, so you don't know it's Sherry Shepherd. And I ordered a table for outside. And I ordered it. And so I had arrangements to meet in the parking lot of Home Depot in the public. So when I got there, it was so funny to see his reaction as I gave him his $25 for the table because he didn't think it was me. He was like, anybody ever tell you look like that girl? He looked like that girl on Everybody Loves Raymond. Shirley Shepherd. It was hysterical. And then at the end, I told him, I said, well, I am Sherry Shepherd. But he didn't believe me.
And I'm not giving you more than $25. thank you for my table. And you rolled out. Yeah, that's what
I know. Happened. Yeah, I've been ordering a lot of stuff from Amazon. I've been going, so when I go get depressed, I order stuff from Amazon. So I ordered you the boxing gloves. I ordered you a Vitamix blender because I got some points on Facebook Marketplace. I got a punching bag and, you know, mitts that you punch because Andre is teaching us self-defense. I ordered two mats off OfferUp. I got a set of 8-pound weights, 5-pound weights, 12-pound and 20-pound weights. I bought medicine balls. And thank you. You loaned me your 10-pound weights. So I think my little outside.
I'm glad you said that. I got to order some spray bottles for the plane. You know, I got to put some alcohol.
That's right. You're getting on a plane tomorrow.
In 5 months. And I used to be on a plane. Can you hold 1 second? Hold 1 second. Alexa, make an announcement.
What's the announcement?
Joshua, it's my time Alexa for school. Please call Miss Linda now. Let me tell you something.
Announcing.
Joshua, it's time for school. Please call Miss Linda now.
See, my Alexa is going off too.
But that's what I'm saying. Oh, that's even funnier. But this is the problem. Yeah. Being a single mother trying to work and trying to keep him on his schedule. So now I got to make sure, I don't know if he's going to call her. The teacher's texting me saying, is Joshua ready? She's sitting there waiting. He in there playing with Lego.
Is he even listening to the announcements of Alexa, or does he tune them out? Do you want to run in there and make sure he's listening? I can hold it down for 2 minutes.
Can you talk about your Good Morning America? Good.
Thank you. I can. I can hold it down for two. I mean, I really can hold it down, but
I got your back, Sherry. We're here. So this morning, so we're recording this.
Well, before we start on that, Chris, this is what cracks me up because this is our new normal. I mean, honestly, we're in a pandemic and we're in a quarantine, but when you're two mothers, you still have to attend to the needs of your children. So we decided to record this podcast a little bit earlier because Kim has to get on a plane to go see her father. She has not seen him in 5 months. He's retired and he's elderly. So she really, really wants to see him before Joshua starts school because she won't be able to do it. And we decided to record this podcast earlier than we normally do. The time that we are recording it is the time that Joshua wakes up. And it's usually the time that Kim wakes up Joshua. So when she says, I don't know if Joshua is watching TV or has his iPad out because he's with a tutor now. And you got to go check. That's just the way it is.
You just got to do what you got to do.
I mean, you actually had enough time. Chris and I hadn't even got to the topics.
So I didn't go all the way. I'm trusted. I didn't want to go all the way in. I want to give him what I want you to give Jeffrey, to be a big boy. Let's see if he can do it himself. Now, if the tutor calls me and says, I ain't seen Joshua in 30 minutes, it's going to be a problem. But let's see if he can do it on his own. And this is what I said. This is how I preface it. I said, Joshua, I need you to help mommy. I said, can you do your work on your own while mommy works with Auntie Sherry? And he looked back and gave me the thumbs up. So it gave him some responsibility.
Oh.
See what happens.
Okay. That's a good way to do it. I'm trying to give Jeffrey more responsibility. I'm so used to doing stuff that I just tend to take over and do it. So I'm
like that too. And I'm not even your kid. So.
Okay. See, and this is why people are complaining already on our podcast. I got more and we were going to wait to the end to talk about it, because to address it, there's a lot of people who say in the comments, Sherry, because I tell you, I read the comments, and they say, Sherry, we love the podcast. We love Kim. We love you. This is not meant to make anybody upset, but this is turning into the Sherry show. You keep cutting Kim off. She's so intelligent. We want to hear what she has to say. Like, why do you cut her off so much? And I want... Why are you looking at me crazy? And so what I want to explain to people is that we've been friends for 20 something years. I'm really not the bossy one. Kim is the bossy one.
One of my deliveries are coming. I got to get the phone.
So we'll get let's get back to the comments. Sherry, I'm curious about that, and I'm taking over for 2 seconds. I was beyond floored this morning. Congratulations on an amazing appearance on Good Morning America. You crushed it.
Yeah, put a pin in the comments. I did Good Morning America to promote. I will be on Dish Nation as the newest co-host. Nobody's getting fired. Nobody's leaving. And I was on to promote the Dish Nation. And then one of the producers over there likes our podcast, Two Funny Mamas. And I had to get up at 2 a.m. to get my glam done to promote it. It was a really great, great experience, Chris. And I was telling you, it was so hard because when you're doing these interviews, a lot of times they don't show you the host that you're talking to. So I was staring at a blank screen the entire time. It was a black screen and my face. And there were three interviewers, TJ Holmes, Amy Robach, and George Stephanopoulos. I couldn't see them. I could only hear them. Right before we even started, my sound went out. I said, I'm going to kill Chris with this because it's my sound. I'm with the podcast sound, with the it's computer sound. I don't know what was happening. I blame everything on you with my computer. That's fair. Something happened.
I deserve it.
Yeah, because but now that I've seen that picture, you may not get the blame as much. But my internet went out, and my publicist, Simone, she has fought to get me on Good Morning America. This is not something that is an easy booking because they have so many other like celebrities that are on a way higher level than me. And they kept saying to her, we're really busy. Can we, you know, we don't have time to book Sherry. And they finally said yes. So I cannot be losing internet connection. Mm-hmm. On an important interview. And I just literally had to stop and say, Jesus, take the wheel. I just had to breathe and say, Jesus, you do it. All of a sudden, my internet connection came back, like literally 2 minutes before I went back up. And they couldn't hear me, so I had to put this raggedy headphone on my ears. I look like a
what did I
like,
say?
Like somebody from the,
I was mad
the customer
at you.
Service department with that
Please
thing.
Joel. No.
Let's see it. Let's see what you.
What did
let's
you sound like? This is the problem. I didn't want to say that, Sherry. See that picture with that thing on your head? Let me tell you something. Wait.
Let I look me like I'm something. A singer.
No. But you sounded like you were a newscaster in a helicopter.
All right.
They Kim. Didn't say nothing.
All right,
I was
Kim.
Cracking up when I watched the clip. I was like, is she in the helicopter Ooh. Giving the news? I see the traffic. I see the traffic down by 405.
Go ahead, Kim. Go ahead and be Sherry.
I see that there is a stoppage right here. We're going to have a big alert today. Oh, yes, you are. Thank you. Our podcast is very funny.
Okay.
Oh, God. Thank you, Chris. Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Nathan.
I'm telling you. You have Thanks, to man. Be MacGyver. This is the new normal. My sound in my, and this is a new computer. It went out and they said, do you have any air? And my AirPods wouldn't sync to the computer. And then these were props that I used in a play at one time. They were just sitting here and I grabbed them and put them on. Of course, my person who does my hair had a heart attack and I had it in my, I looked like Janet Jackson on Rhythm Nation with that thing. Or a pilot with the thing and it was just yeah. It just was what it was and I just had and trying to be funny with three people that you can't see and you don't want to step on their you know what they're saying but it was amazing interview Kim because I was so excited because the clip that they showed of our podcast was you talking about side chicks. And when I asked you, what is the slogan for side pieces? Because you said you wanted to start a side piece union. And I thought, oh my gosh, the world gets to see Kim Whitley's brilliance. You leaned in that camera with everything you had and you said, we help you be number two. Can I tell you, George Stephanopoulos, TJ Holmes, and Amy Robach fell out laughing because you were so funny. I could not have been prouder of just y'all get to see what I get every day, minus the distraction, the texting on the phone, showing our big dirty toe, running after Joshua. She ain't got no clothes on, but y'all get to see the other stuff.
Well, I appreciate you showing my yard. And letting people know how I live. I was like, Sherry ain't showed her house yet. All we see is Sherry's house is a flower. Don't nobody know where she live, how she live. Sherry has put everything about my house on blast. She's like, that's Kim's tennis court. Yep, now we skating. And then I look crazy. I ain't even supposed to be on a scooter. I look crazy. I'm on a scooter, barely making it around. I said, this girl. Oh.
That's Kim, another thing I wanted to ask. What'd you say, Chris?
Sorry, Kim, I need your opinion on this too. If we could get the photo of the anchor and Sherry back up. Have you watched the clip, Kim?
Yes.
Your girl's a charmer. Your girl had him looking. So we'll check out that picture of you and the anchor real quick. And look at the love in his eyes. Sorry, I'm trying to get that picture.
That was allergies.
Look at that. Look how he's giddy. That is beyond, look at her go. He's so, and
I'm not
going
to lie.
They did a great
to
job too, by the way.
He does look.
I'm not going to lie to you. We need to find out if he's married, because I'm really crushing on TJ Holmes. Like Tiffany Haddish is crushing on Common.
Oh, let me call TJ and see if he's married.
Yeah, find out if he's married.
You brought up that you were single like half the interview.
Here's the thing. That was just jokes.
Huh? That don't matter. She did throw it out there. If TJ wanted to catch it, he'd have caught it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem being a stand-up comic. A lot of times we're crazy and wild and fun, and men like that, but they don't want to be with that. You know what I'm saying, Kim? And so that kind of craziness is like, you know, they get amused by it, but when they think about taking you out, they really don't want that. And so that is a lot of my shtick of when I'm talking about, you know, I'm single. Do you have a judge or an accountant or a doctor? Like, I'm not like that in real life. I am single and I'm content. And if somebody great comes, but I'm not crazy wild.
But it's what we present.
But it's what I present. So sometimes it makes men go a little bit like, do you feel like that, Chris, because you're around comics all the time, when you're around like female comics and they're crazy and they're always offering you some, like the girl I'm next to. Does it make you go, ooh, that's a little too much?
It's weird because I love connecting. I think comics are, you are crazy and wild in nature, but at the same time, like, it's kind of boring after you do date a comic or somebody that has a creative mind, and then you kind of talk to someone else and you're like, you're not so great to be around. So there is that part, but I know what you mean. But I think if you're up to the task, though, I think that as long that it would be weird to be intimidated by that. I think it's fun.
I don't know if it's intimidation or it's too much.
Right.
For a man. Sometimes we're like, especially Kim and I, it's a little too much. So I don't think that TJ would be. It depends on the man. Like,
I can't take it. Okay.
Can we get back to what?
You're not even on the screen and I can't, it's driving me crazy. Can you scoot a little bit? It's making me. Well, how about you scoot your chair? Thank you. It's driving me crazy. Can you just scoot to make it even?
I don't know. Right or left.
It's driving me mad. No, you're off the screen. Yeah, go that way. Oh, thank you, Father. Okay.
It was bothering me that much that I was off center.
Yeah, it's not cute. I couldn't see your shoulders. It's throwing me off.
Jesus, you're so crazy. Well, I don't know. Find out. I want you to text TJ Holmes. You're weird.
Kristen made a laugh at him.
I don't know why you're laughing at me. But I want you to text TJ Holmes and just find out if he's single. That's all I need you to do. Okay?
All right.
So we're off of that. So I wanted to go back. We are all over the place. I wanted to ask something and you made me forget what it was. I wanted to ask the viewers and the listeners to answer for me, but you made me forget. So I wanted to say to the people who've made a lot of the comments that Sherry, you tend to take over, you cut Kim off. You're so bossy. She never gets to talk. And one lady even went so far. She was like, you need to look at the tapes and you'll be able to see the proof. And I do look at them and I tell people, Kim always says, because I always go, you know, if I cut you off, and Kim says, I'll cuss you out and then I'll let you know. She's never done any of that. But what y'all don't know is that Kim will be texting. Kim will be distracted. So I cut her off a lot of times to get her back on focus. Sometimes, and it's also, I know she wanted, she's giving me the side eye. And it's also my years of being on The View. The 8 years that I was on The View, Kim got on me all the time because I never said anything in the first few years that I was there, because it was so hard to get air talk time. I mean, these were very accomplished women around me, and I would open my mouth and I couldn't get anything in. So I'm used to fighting for my airtime. And I'm used to when somebody says something, jumping on it, because if you don't jump on it right away, your moment is gone and somebody else is talking, and then you can't get back because Whoopi will go to a commercial break and the subject is over. So I am used to fighting for airspace. So with Kim, she will say something and it'll spark something in my head, and I'll go, I gotta say it because I'm gonna forget to say it. So it is. Does it bother you when I cut you off?
No, you see, I'm doing what I gotta do? I'm doing a puzzle right now.
Did you say you were doing a puzzle?
Yeah, I got a puzzle that my girlfriend sent me, and I'm just doing the pieces. I'm pulling out.
Did you hear what I asked you?
Huh?
Did you hear what I asked you, Miss Distracted? Well,
you said something about Barbara Walters and The View.
I asked, do I cut you off?
Does it bother me if you cut me off? No, it gives me time to finish my puzzle. Okay. No, it doesn't bother me. I think because we're friends. It doesn't bother me at all. Now, we were on a talk show, and we literally, we're not like hanging out and good friends, and I didn't know you, and we're on a talk show. I would be like, this heifer got one more time to cut me off. But I know how to get in there. So me and you are on a national talk show, okay? Go ahead and start talking about something.
We were talking about last week. We were doing a recap of last week. We're also going to do a live recap once a month of the month. One thing that came to my head is I said when we were talking about mental illness.
I got a point to make. What's your name? Sharon Shepherd. Let me jump in there. They've heard what you got to say. So my viewpoint is this. We are going to do a recap. Okay.
I wanted to come back and tell you, we have to give people their roses while they're already still alive. So I believe in giving people their roses. I believe in telling people what you think. And that's what I have to say when they put boundaries on you.
You give the roses,
when you want to go.
You give the roses. See how I repeated it 5 times? It made you shut up. That's how you do it on national TV. You repeat what you said, and mentally your brain click in and be like, did I say that 5 times? Maybe I need to shut up and concentrate on what I'm saying. Boom. That's when I slide in.
Genius. Okay. And also, I noticed another thing you do is you rock. You rock like you're about to play double dutch. You rock and you rock and you rock, and then you come up to the camera and you go, another thing, first of all, you're not on The View no more. And when you think you're on The View, and see, you used to talking because you over there with Barbara Walters. Everybody ain't been with Barbara Walters. Okay, listen, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Now, I'm just telling you, you ain't on The View. You think you're on The View, but you need to stop because you're turning this into your own little View podcast, and it's not. It's called Two Funny Mamas. It's fine.
Do I look that crazy in the camera?
You rock back and forth.
I rock because my chair rocks. It's my chair. I need to stop the chair. I don't know how to make the chair stop moving. It got to be a screw or something on the chair.
You rock like Mother Time.
You know what? There's got to be something to make your chair stand still.
Even besides that, you need to address people, because I think they're really feeling like Kim has something to say and Sherry is just frustrating her efforts all the time.
No, Sherry, y'all, come on. If I got something really to say, I'm going to get in there. Half the time, I really ain't got nothing to say, y'all. I really am thinking about I want y'all to understand, usually when Sherry is talking, I'm thinking about what I'm going to eat. Usually I'm like, I'm going to get that WW snack as soon as we get off here. My stomach is growling right now. Because that's what I'm usually thinking. Or I'm looking at the clock and be like, if this girl run her mouth another 2 hours, we are going to lose this podcast. People don't want to hear this. So usually I am, I really ain't got nothing to say. And if I got something to say, I'm going to say it.
And that is the Two Funny Mamas PSA. If yeah. I got something to say, wink, I'm going to say it.
I'm going to say it.
I think, but also, and I want people to know with Kim and I, what are you doing with your eyes?
Because I put if you put your lashes on too far over, it makes you have puppy dog eyes and your eyes droop. So I put mine too over because I didn't have a professional makeup artist like you did. But go ahead.
I was doing a TV show. That's why I got her. I just want to say this and we'll get off of it. People, I take the backseat a lot to Kim in the funny because we're both really crazy. We're both very wild. We're both very crazy. As if you saw me on Good Morning America, I'm big and crazy. I think that two big and crazy wackadoos having a podcast is a little bit too much. So I tend to take more of the moderator, the serious position. Okay, what is it with the side eye? Hold on. I tend to take the moderator in the serious position so that Kim can be all of that. And I think it works beautifully.
Did you say, the serious position and the moderator?
Yeah.
You kind of see. No. You kind of serious. You still a little crazy. I don't believe.
But I'm not as crazy as you.
Do you hear Chris snickering? That is a clear indication.
That was a sound effect. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you were laughing at her bullshit.
Really? Yeah, I said,
don't turn her on me.
I did. I'm about to take this mic. See this mic? I'm going to put it down my shirt.
It's not BS. And people, and I'm telling you, people say it. I'm more serious. Pull the microphone out of your booth.
I want you to hear my stomach growling.
This is why I interrupt her. This is why I interrupt her, listeners and viewers, because this is the bull that we would get. I'm more serious than you are because you can be as wild and crazy and rock back and forth as you want. And it's good. And I'm more serious. So we off of it.
Wait a minute. I did something. Now the chair won't rock. Oh, shoot. I done broke the chair.
I wanted you to talk about, because I know you want to talk. You're leaving tomorrow to go to Cleveland to see your dad. That's what you were talking about.
Yes. Yes. I am leaving to go to Cleveland to see my dad. I usually see my dad like every 3 months. And this is the first time I have not seen him. He is 86 years old. And I don't know. I think I saw him Christmas, of course. But I don't want to get my dad sick. So I've taken a COVID test. I've taken several COVID tests. But then I got to get on the plane. So I got the shield. The nurse said, put your N95 mask on. Don't touch nothing. Then I'm going to check into an hotel. She said, then you can go visit your dad. Just keep your mask on. So I got told Joshua, we've been practicing. You got to keep your mask on. He's like, Mommy, I just want to hug him. Can I please hug him? So I said, you can hug him, but you got to keep your mask on. And then I'm going to spray my father with Lysol. Is that not right?
You going to spray your dad with Lysol?
Oh, no, I'm spraying. No. As soon as Joshua backs off, I'm spraying him down. He'll be all right.
Okay, he's not an animal at the zoo, Kim. You don't want to spray your dad down.
I want the germs not to be on his clothing or be on him if we have something.
You don't have anything because you've taken 2 tests that I know of and been negative. Joshua doesn't have anything. Just spray the area around him. You ain't got to spray him.
Well, this, and then when I
get into his lungs.
If any of the listeners know of a rapid COVID testing place in Cleveland, Ohio, please let us know. That's where I've been researching. If I can get it back in a couple of days, because then that would make me, then I can stay at my dad's. Right now, I'm like, nah, I'm going to stay at a hotel. I'll go over there during the day and keep my mask on, hang out, help him, and then I'm out. You know,
it's, you know, that's the hardest thing of having elderly family members and you wanting to be around them, you wanting to touch them. It is, it's heartbreaking when you can't, because we're not designed to be alone. We're not designed to not touch people. And I know how close you are to your father, and you, because you guys will go out there on Christmas and you go out there for the summer, and then you would let Joshua stay with your brothers so he could be around his family. So I know that this is so difficult for you, but you know, I'm glad that you're going to be out there with your dad. It, you know, you, see if you could touch elbows just a little bit longer, you know.
I know, or
maybe,
you know,
can he turn his back away? But can he, like, turn his back to you and, like, maybe you put your head down by his waist and hug him around the waist?
What? That's some weird. I'm not going to put my breast on my daddy's back and hug him. That's all
nasty. Your head. Like, this is your father's head. And you hug him like this. Like, this is his waist. And your head.
Oh, like, bend
down. Head is down by his waist.
And hug him. Okay. I will.
I'm saying if his back is to you and you bend down and hug him that way. See how Kim gets distracted. I love it.
Sorry, Joshua got his Nintendo stuff snatched out because he wasn't listening to the tutor. See what happens. So
you need to take care of it, because we'll go in a little break.
No, Harold took his
stuff. How long have we been talking, Chris?
One hour.
You're about at optimal time to wind it down.
Awesome. Then we're going to do a little bit of a commercial break, because I've been trying to get Kim to practice our commercial breaks. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask the listeners and the viewers, because I had asked Kim if we should shorten our podcast down. Overwhelmingly, everybody who watches us on YouTube said no. They like it this amount of time. Not much, some wanted longer. Some said this is the perfect time. But for those of us who listen on a podcast, I've had people say, Sherry, it's too long. You know, I can't do the stuff I want to do. I have to keep putting it on pause. Can you make it 35 minutes? So whoever listens to us on the podcast, I was going to talk to Chris about maybe making the podcast, the listening part, a little bit shorter, as opposed to if you watch us, it's more of a visual. We'll keep it an hour, right, but maybe the podcast be shorter. And I know Chris comes in with the voice of God with his opinion on that. Suggestion. Hello, sir.
It's an opinion, a suggestion, anything else. Here's what you do. You come up with some kind of condensed version. You still put out the longer one. Maybe you say, hey, you like the shorter version? That comes out on Sundays, and you can have it then. Or you release two. That's what you do, because you may hear from a few people, and I'm not discounting them at all, because I appreciate that they're actually telling you this. But overall, no, you leave the long one up there. So maybe we just cater to those folks by putting out a separate thing.
Got you. Okay. So going back to our commercial break, we wanted to thank you. What are you doing now, Kim?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you doing a puzzle? Am I taking you on? You know what's going on in the commercial break. You do it.
I was drinking a little water. Hey, okay. Guys, listeners and viewers, I would just like to we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I'd like to show you my quick stick. It is the car seat helper. So please take a look at the quick stick, and you can give it away as a gift. I'm sure you know people who struggle with those seat belts, with those car seats. Please take a look.
That wasn't on the computer today.
We'll throw it in.
I did like that. That was great. That was great. And now we're back. Thank you. And you can get your quick stick at Amazon. Oh, and it's quick stick with a K. K-W-I-C. Go ahead and get the quick stick.
I think that went about
the
as smooth as you could expect.
Quick stick last week. What'd you say, Chris? Well,
that went about as smooth as you could expect.
I know.
She's over here talking, and I'm like, what the are you doing?
We did quick stick last week. We can very easily insert the quick stick, but I didn't think that's what you wanted this week.
What we were doing. Is there another commercial?
Yeah. Kim, I heard you wrote a book that's on Amazon that was a top seller.
You didn't say that. You didn't say that.
There's a Nathan, we are on Chris, the tech side. We're good. We're good.
Chris, don't say nothing. You didn't say nothing. You hush your mouth. You didn't say nothing.
I'm leaving all this in. Kim, hey. Hi. Hey, wait. Here we go. Hey, we're with comedian actor Kim Whitley. You have a book out?
Yes, everyone. I have a book. It's called The Delusion of Cinderella. This book right here is for all readers of a certain age.
Can I just do the commercial for the book?
Here's something for the listeners too. Sherry is Kim's biggest fan, and all she wants her to do is sell more stuff and be happier. Just so you know,
that's all I want. I want people to just know what you, how brilliant you are. You've written a book by yourself. You have the quick stick. Can I promote the book?
Okay, you do the book. I got it. Watch this. Okay, go. All right, I'm ready.
Kim has written this really, you know, when there's been a niche of erotic adult fiction. Why are you rocking back and forth? Stop.
I was doing
that.
The commercial part. Okay, sorry.
That's the coonertial. The coonertial. Okay. Don't do the coonertial. Okay. So just hold up the book. That's all I want you to do.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm very proud of my girlfriend because she added to inventor, author to the list. Kim has written an erotic fiction book called The Delusion of Cinderella. Now, The Delusion of Cinderella, it's a really great book because it has a message within it also. It takes place, it's about a girl in the book. What is the main character's name, Kim? Okay, huh? All right.
Okay, I was doing the commercial. Okay, the main character's name is Jade. And it's really a love story between two friends, like me and Sherry, two friends and the wrong guys we pick, just like me and Sherry. But this is fiction. And then the girl.
And it's way more erotic than what me and Kim and Sherry gets.
Yeah, the Kim and this Sherry book, get way more erotic. Go ahead. I remember
it's called
what?
The Delusion of Cinderella. And it literally, if you remember, do you remember Shades of Grey, 50 Shades of Grey?
Yes.
And you remember reading 50 Shades of Grey and you were like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
When you read The Delusion of Cinderella, you really get to go into the erotic parts of Kim's mind because I was reading going, oh my gosh. Now, in just a note, The Delusion of Cinderella, you can get on Amazon.com, but Cinderella is not wearing any underwear on the cover of her book.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that.
She's completely no underwear.
Well, not completely. They're falling down.
Oh, they're falling down her legs.
And she's missing a shoe. It's a lot going on.
It's really about the fairy tale that we believe versus the reality. And it's The Delusion of Cinderella. It's adult fiction, but it also is some erotica in there. And it's a little naughty book. I love the book. So go and support Kim because she's a small business owner. And she wrote this book. And we're trying to get this book made into a movie. That is the goal, to get this book made into a movie. Okay. So please support. One other thing. Okay. You can put the book down now. I wanted to say we have our Two Funny Mamas merchandise right here. I got to get it on the screen. It's even. There we go. Two Funny Mamas. That's a t-shirt. Kim Whitley and Sherry Shepherd.
Wait till Chris can slide you on the screen.
There we go.
We got you.
Okay. Because my arms are killing me. Andre worked me out with these 20-pound weights. I can't even lift my arms. So we have our merchandise available. If you go to, you can click because we have a link on our site, on our YouTube site. But you can also go to buyjack.com, buyjack.com/twofunnymamas. We sell t-shirts. We have masks. We have coffee mugs. We have tote bags. And we're adding even more stuff. We have our t-shirt and hat that says, we help you be number two, our side piece union t-shirt. Kim had another saying when we talked about August Alsina and Jada Pinkett Smith, old bitches ain't snitches. We have that t-shirt and hat available for you. So if you want the shirt to fit loose, order two sizes up. And please take a picture in your t-shirt or whatever you have, your coffee mug, and send it to twofunnymamas@gmail.com because we will feature, we'll pick pictures to feature. So that's what I wanted to say. The last thing I wanted to say, no, it's two things. Thank you so much for taking time out to look at our podcast on YouTube and to listen to it. If you want to subscribe, please tell your friends and family to hit that button right below us that says subscribe. To watch us on YouTube, if you want to listen to us while you're out jogging, taking the kids wherever they have to go, going to get something to eat, go to your favorite podcast platform, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and type in Two Funny Mamas, and you can find us there. So we thank you for actually spending time with us in our crazy, crazy, I don't know what we were doing today. Also, Kim and I started this podcast. It's taken me 3 years to get her to do this podcast with me. So we started it ourselves. It is funded by us, our brainchild. And, you know, the goal of whenever you start a business, you do it because you love it, but you're also trying to make money. So the way we monetize it and get monetization from a podcast off of YouTube is when you see the commercials, try to look at them for as long as you possibly can, because I know you don't want to go through all those commercials. I hate going through commercials. But that's the only way we can monetize off of YouTube. So look at, and Kim is over here acting like she's asleep. That's it. I'm just saying, look at the commercials for as long as you possibly can. And that is all. We're done with our commercial. The only thing that we have to do is goodbye. Before we swipe the spit off your face, bring up the comments, Kim. Stop. I hate that background. Bring up the comments because we're gonna read a couple comments before we say goodbye. No numerology this week because Kim has to get on a plane. So she wasn't able to do the numerology. So we'll do that again. Also, hey, listeners and viewers, we're gonna do a YouTube live. We're gonna do a live Two Funny Mamas podcast. We're gonna recap. We're gonna do a red paper plate special where we recap all of July. So I think that's happening next week. If we can get that together, tell us if you want to see that. We're going to recap the biggest headlines that happened in July. So is there something you wanted to read?
Yes.
Oh, look, Renee. She says, Sherry, finally someone said it. It's so obvious. I talk more than my bestie. And that doesn't mean I'm belittling her or don't value her opinion. It goes both ways. We just get one side of them. If Kim had a problem, I'm sure she would talk to Sherry. They literally talk every day. Folks, back up off Sherry and know that she loves Kim more than any of us who love Kim. So she wouldn't do anything to intentionally hurt her. Or whatnot.
Oh, okay. That was
you make
good.
Me cough, I'm laughing.
Okay, that was good.
That was Renee.
Okay, and then, okay, that was Renee. Mm-hmm. You're right. See Me says, damn, y'all stop clapping on Sherry. Kim is grown. She'll speak when she feels like it. I love the dynamics here. We all have a bestie who talks more, is more amped or direct, while the other is more chilled.
Oh, thanks, See Me. And that's S-E-A, See Me.
That's right.
But here's one from Marquita Davis. And thank you for that, See Me. Marquita Davis said, I'm a tall 5'9", light-skinned, loud African-American woman all my life. I have been compared to Kim Whitley. I love her and Sherry's chemistry. Aww. You guys have me laughing hysterically. Anyone else think Andre is at Sherry's house a lot? I think I see a COVID connection. Did she say she likes cooking for him? He enjoys her food. I think you should shower every day for health, mentally and physically. I love Marquita was covering everything. This is what I want to say, because there's some other people that they feel like there's a love connection with Andre and I. And I would like to say this. Andre is at Kim's house as much as he is at mine. It's just when we shoot our podcast, he happens to be in my house. And people say, is there a love connection? Andre would jump off of a cliff before he asked me out. There is absolutely, let me take my glasses off. Absolutely, I'm going to bug out my eyeballs. No connection between Andre and I. We have known each other for 10, 12 years. Andre was my first photographer when I needed my headshots. He has taken pictures of me and like, you know, Andre took a lingerie photo shoot of me and still didn't hit on me.
What?
So Andre, I love Andre. He's amazing. No love connection. We are totally just friends. Andre's like my husband without the benefits. So no connection. Any connection with you and Andre, Kim?
Don't worry about what we're doing over here. No, Andre's a wonderful man and a great friend, and I would sell him during this COVID and give him to one of my friends right now for $5.99.
I'm okay. Telling you.
Ooh, look. Here's one.
Okay.
Here's one. She said, I love this one. She, Frida H says, I truly appreciate you, Kim and Sherry. This COVID-19 has been so depressing. Lost 3 relatives. You've been a breath of fresh air to me. Thank you both. Please don't stop. Then there's Frida. One after her. Yeah. Denise Miller, she's like, first of all, I adore you. And if I had the power, I would give you a talk show. She said, on your podcast, really is too long. She said, I always want to watch it on YouTube, but I look at the time and I don't have time. I can't do it on my morning walk as it's only an hour. I can't do it when I'm gardening because it's too long. So what happens is I put it off. I finally got to it this Saturday morning while I was getting ready, going down to have breakfast, and I had to pause it a million times. So 30 minutes is ideal. I even want to go back and watch some of the ones I've missed. But I look at the time and I think I just don't have the time. Nothing over an hour is workable. I would have said, I wouldn't have said anything, but you asked.
Oh,
I appreciate that.
Oh, well,
yeah, we don't need, like, we're going over time now, so let's get it because we're losing some.
Well, I think, Charlene Lloyd, can we get a t-shirt? Hey, Frida H, if you can email twofunnymamas@gmail.com and say, Chris, I want to get some one piece of merchandise, we're going to give you something, because that was, you lost 3 relatives, and our goal is to give you some laughter in the midst of some darkness. So we're going to give you something. So go to our website, buyjack.com/twofunnymamas, and pick out something, and then tell Chris what you picked out so we can get it to you. So that's Frida H. But before we go, we're going to end this with Charlene Lloyd, because I have to act this one out. Sherry, please allow Kim to speak and to complete her thoughts before you interrupt her. I mean, really, I wanted to hear from both of you, but you took over and went on a rant. And even when Kim began to speak, you interrupted her thoughts and didn't let her continue her sentence. Take a look at this episode and see yourself in action. You did all the talking and you let Kim have a blurb here and there. I mean, I thought you guys were gonna have a dialogue and not just one of you have a monologue. I couldn't finish watching the podcast, so I went on to something else. I will see you next episode. And we got another codependent relationship here, because she like, you getting on my nerves, but I'm coming back.
I love her. That's hilarious.
Charlene, let me know. Charlene, let me have it. And Charlene Lloyd, thank you, because I do realize this is called Two Funny Mamas and not One Funny Mama. And I can't do it by myself. And I will work my hardest.
Oh, she would try. Trust me.
Kim seems to get in when she wants to, but I sure appreciate you telling me like it is. Boy, Charlene Lloyd just checked me good, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. But you're
sometimes
good.
You need a good check. But she checked me in love. So we just want to say thank you, everybody, for joining us today for our. I think this is our 13th episode, Chris.
14th.
This is our 14th episode of Two Funny Mamas. Please go and look at our trailers. I'm putting out a tutorial where I make my muffins and our stuffed bell peppers. Kim is going to show me how to make chicken soup when you get really hungry. How many pounds have you lost with WW?
I have, formerly known as Weight Watchers WW. I am now at a little shy of 25 pounds. And it has been a great journey.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. Thank you so much, Chris. I'm
25 pounds.
And remember, everyone, please watch the commercials on YouTube all the way through. That would help us. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And if you want to join Weight Watchers, go to www.com. And it's a really great plan. And I got to tell you, Kim is like, she's sticking to it. And if she falls, she gets right back on it. And she's 25 pounds lighter. So proud of you, girl. Yeah. You look amazing.
I appreciate
So have safe travels as you and Joshua get on a plane to go see your daddy and your brothers and your family. Send our love. And you guys, God bless you. Have an amazing, amazing day. And we'll see you and talk next to you week. Next week. Bye.
Bye.
They're two funny mom podcasts. They're two F-U-N-N-Y-M-A-M-A-S. They're the best. It's two funny mama.
Subscribe.